Mark, I suppose, look, there's no other way of describing this than a very, very good evening out in Cusick Park.
100%, yeah, you'd have to be so pleased with that and so proud. Look, we'll look at it again during the week and we'll come up with stuff that we'll be able to hit them with, but for 15, 16 minutes in the first half and for 24 or 5 in the second half, it was pretty complete, it was. Yeah.
I was just going to say, you'd have your work cut out to find something to hit him with, because from minute one, like, the attitude and everything, take away the scoreline, the attitude was so spot on.
Oh, it was. I knew when we were in the dressing room before the match, there was a relaxation and, you know, a bit of banter and that, but when we told them sit down and, look, today was only about getting them out there, whereas all the work has been done before that, but they were so focused, in all my years involved in the lead up to this and the work that was put into behind the scenes, I felt that they knew what it was coming to a stage where you could see that they knew what it was going to take, and I think they fairly produced it.
Yeah, I suppose a lot of that maybe seeds were sown in that second half against St. Joseph's, maybe that the penny dropped that day, and today you saw the fruits of it.
Yeah, again, that day you'd say at halftime, Joseph's were after coming back into it. We had to front up, and we did. And yeah, you're right, we probably carried that on. And we did. We actually did carry it on into it today. And, you know, we're, as I said at the beginning, they're very pleased and very proud.
And from minute one, set the tone. So many of your scores came from a corner forward putting pressure on a corner back, which is an oxymoron, which is usually the other way around. Like,
that's like you often hear coaches and managers and implementing that, and that we have worked so hard on that the pressure with the man on the ball, no matter where he is coming out from the opposing defence or when we're working the ball out from ours, same rules.
Our Patrick Burke's men's man of the match was Patrick Ryan. I suppose there's a correlation there in the names, but what a performance. 3-3 is something of an iconic scoreline in Clare hurling. He replicated Shane O'Donnell's Croke Park heroics. Some performance.
Absolutely, he's some character. But when he gets in here, he seems to be a different man. We unleashed him in the intermediate final as a first year at Adult Hurling, and he had an outstanding day that day. And today he came good again. Yeah, he was having the last day again. You could see glimpses of form coming back, but he really showed today that he was back on song. Yeah.
Just finally, does this take a bit of pressure off? 4 points on the board. Can you stop looking over your shoulder and maybe look the other way now?
Look, to be honest, we want to make progress. We want to acquit ourselves against the bigger teams, the teams that are in the business end of the championship year in, year out. That's where we want to go. Now, we still have a lot of work to do and we won't get carried away. And all we'll do is we'll put the heads down, we'll enjoy tonight and we'll work hard again, because we have the county champions coming next, and you can't either look back or forward for that. You just take that on head on again in 2 weeks. So, and again, we look forward to that as well. So, look, very pleased, very proud.